Okay. Are we ready? So let's learn some Torah. What I'd like to speak about with you tonight, I think we gave various titles to various people, but the title on the source sheet is Chanukah, the Yontiv of Hodaah. One of the fascinating things about Chanukah is that many of us view it inconceivable to have the Yontiv of Chanukah without Hadlakas Neros. So much so, I'm the rabbi of a shul. It's in Washington Heights, and if you want to spend the Shabbos up in Washington Heights, you'll end up in my shul in all likelihood. But inevitably, I get questions over Chanukah, something to the effect of, I'm traveling from place X to place Y, and I'm not going to be sleeping all night. Should I light candles on the plane? So the answer is definitely not. Right? Definitely do not light candles on the plane. What do I do about lighting candles? Well, often there are eitzes, there are ways to be mishtatif bepriti, the Gemara says, that an achsanai, a guest, can combine with someone else. Sometimes there are options yourself to light, even if you're in a place where they don't let you light candles. Some posts can assume that you can light on flashlights. Sometimes there are options, and sometimes there are no options to light. And people get very upset. They say, one second, Rabbi, I thought you're Orthodox. How can you say that we're not supposed to light candles? And sometimes the answer is, well, you can't. Say Chanukah is a yontiv near Ishu Beso. The yontiv is that you light at home, and if you don't have a house, you don't have a place to light, so you don't light. But then people say, one second, but it's Chanukah. How can you have a Chanukah without lighting candles? So the point I want to make tonight, just in one sentence, and then we'll go through the Makoros and we'll develop it further, is that on a certain level, the Hadlakas Neros on Chanukah is less fundamental to the Yontif of Chanukah than the Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah, which we are going to translate for the most part as reciting Al Hanisim. Al Hanisim is much more to the core of what Chanukah is than lighting candles. Now, what's my raya? You think I'm crazy already, but that's fine. So my raya is, let's learn the first Gemara together. Top Gemara, Shabbos, Chaf Aleph. My Chanukah, the Gemara asks, what's Chanukah? D'tani Rabbanan. Now, Tani Rabbanan, in this context, means that we're quoting a source that comes from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is the earliest written... it's the earliest written part of Torah Shabbat Al Peh, no? Megillas Tainis is likely earlier than Mishnayis. So the Tanur Rabbanon, the source says in Megillas Tainis that B'chafei B'Kislev Yomei D'Chanukah T'manya Inyon. On the 25th day of Kislev, you have 8 days of Chanukah. And the halachas of these 8 days are D'lo L'Mispad B'Hon or D'lo L'Hisanos B'Hon. That you can't give Hespedim on Chanukah, and you can't fast. Those are the halachos. Why? Shekshenichnasu Yevonim laHeichal timu kol hashmonim shebeHeichal. Right? When the Yevonim entered the Heichal, they were metamei, they defiled all the oils. I saw that the Lubavitcher Rebbe in one of his sichas points out that it's a little strange that the Yevonim came into the Heichal and they were metamei, the Shemen. You would think that if they're out to get the hadlokas, a menorah, they're out to ensure that we can't kindle the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, they would just take the oil and pour it out. Right? This idea of the metameh, it is a little bit strange, and the Rebbe develops a theme which I think is core to the Hashkafah of Chanukah, which is that the Yevonim, the Seleucid Greeks, were not out to destroy Klal Yisrael. They were not out to prevent us from doing mitzvahs. They were out to make us do mitzvos in a tummy sort of way. Right? In other words, their goal was not to say, don't light the menorah. It's, kishenichnesu yevonim leheichal timu kol hashmonim shebeheichal. They were metame all of the oil, in the sense of that they're saying, okay, chevra, light the menorah all you like, but do it in a tummy way. Right? It's almost like what, in yeshivas, I'm sure, in seminaries also, all the shmuzes about Chanukah, connect somehow to the fact that they are not telling us not to study Torah. They're not telling us that there are no values in Judaism. V'hashkicham Torah secha means that they're telling us that they want us to forget that Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want us to treat Torah like an ordinary discipline. And I have to admit, I firmly believe in Torah Umada. Don't get me wrong, but Torah Umada means Torah Umada. Right? They're not co-equals. I remember one year when my wife was in Princeton still, Dr. Lam was the president of YU, so he, in one of the meetings with like the Kollel, he was asking the guys what we think about Torah Umada. So I joked around, I said, oh, Dr. Lam, I try to be Mekayim Torah Umada, I ishto kegufo, because my wife is in Princeton and I'm in yeshiva learning. So Dr. Lam did not like that answer. He's like, no, it's a chayvas hagavra, you have to do it yourself. That's what he said it. But at the same time, I think the idea of Chanukah on a certain level, at least the way the Rebbe is explaining it, is that they're trying to be metame the Shemen, and it's lahashkicham Torah secha, they're trying to make us forget that Torah comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, right? They are not saying, I mean, I think we misunderstand it in grade school when we're trained that they're telling us not to study Torah at all. Right? According to what the Rebbe was saying, that's not correct. Fine. So point one, the Yevanim enter the Heichal, they defile all the oil. Ukshegavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai Unsachum, and when the Chashmonaim overpower them, and when they are victorious, but they find only a single jug of oil that has the seal of the Kohen Gadol, right? So the miracle is that the oil lasted for 8 days. The next year, so the Chachamim Shebedar instituted a Yantiv called Chanukah, and they instituted Chanukah b'Halel v'Hoda'a. That's what the Gemara says. Zakt Rashi, Hachi Garsinon, Asa'im Yamim Tovim b'Halel v'Hoda'a. Now, whenever Rashi says Hachi Garsinon, what Rashi's telling me is that there's another text out there. When we get to the Rambam, if I don't mention what the other text is, remind me to mention it. But the fact is that that Rashi is telling us that there's a text of that they made it Yamim Tovim b'Halel v'Hoda'a. Zakt Rashi, what that means is Lo Shasurim b'Malacha. So Rashi comments that the days of Chanukah are not Asur b'malacha, that we know. My kids tell me that their favorite yontiv of the year is Chanukah, because there's certain yamim tovim like Pesach where you get gifts, that's pretty good, but you know, you can't use the iPad, so that's not good. Then there are other yamim tovim when you can use the iPad, but you don't get gifts, like Purim. Then on Chanukah, it's the best of all worlds. No, you can use the iPad and you get gifts. It's awesome. So that's what Rashi is saying, right? They didn't say that there's an Isser Malacha on Chanukah. Lo Shasurim B'Malacha. Shelo Nikbu El Likros Halel V'Lom Al Hanisim B'Hoda'a. The Yontif was instituted only to read Halel and to recite Al Hanisim in Hoda'a, in the Bracha Modim. Now, what is conspicuously absent from Rashi's presentation, or Rashi's understanding of the Gemara? He doesn't talk about the Neros of Chanukah at all, correct? That's really striking. Right? Rashi is saying that the Yontif of Chanukah was instituted. The Gemara is saying it. But Rashi, I think, drives the point home stronger. Lo nikbu'u elo likros halel v'lo malanisim. The Yontif of Chanukah is about halel and alhanisim. Hadlokas Neros is not present in Rashi's presentation, and the Bach already noted this. This is known as, or earlier than the Bach. The Smag is an early Ashkenazi Sefer HaMitzvos. The godless of the Smag is that he was called Moshe HaDarshan. He was an Ashkenazi Darshan. He went from town to town. He actually told the people that they're not being Mekayim Mitzvahs properly. Jews apparently at his time were not wearing tefillin. Right? 13th century, Jews were not wearing tefillin. They had this weird minhag of only having a mezuzah on the front door, not having mezuzahs on the rest of the house. And Reb Moshe HaDarshan, the Smag, attacked them for that. The Smag is also famous for introducing the Rambam to Ashkenaz. You see, in the world of Ashkenaz, in the world of the Balei HaTosis, you learned Gemara with Rashi and with Tosis. And the Rambam was not really studied. The Rambam was brought into Ashkenazi discourse by the Smag, who's the first of the Balei HaTosfos who really liked the Rambam. But the Smag doesn't deal with the Rambam in the way that, like, we would be mefalpeh with the Rambam. He doesn't really deal with the Rambam in the way of analyzing the Rambam carefully. He sort of just cut and pasted Rambams on top of the conversations, on top of the discussions in the Tosfos. So the Smag quotes the entire source of Chanukah, and then the commentary on the bottom of the Smag, Reb Eliyahu Mizrahi, in his commentary on the Smag, raises the same question that Bachya raises, Kasha mimashal huskar gam hadlaka shehu ha'ikar. The Bach and the Reb Eliyahu Mizrahi on the Smag, they both raise the question, how come hadlakas neiros is not included in the Megillas Tainus? Now, if you would ask me, I would say that it's not so difficult. Megillas Tainus is there. This entire source of my Chanukahs and Megillas Tainus with various textual variants. But if you'd ask me, I would say it's not such a big deal. Megillas Tainus is here to just tell us what are the Yomim Tovim. Right, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches is all sugi, where the bottom Megillas Tainus, the bottom Megillas Tainus, have all of these strange days that we no longer observe, when you can't give hespedim, etc. And Chanukah is part of that list. You can't give hespedim on Chanukah. It's the goal of Megillas Tainus is not to tell me the details of each yontif. It's more to just list the Yomim Tovim. So, if you'd ask me, I'd say, okay, Zolzayin, so what? It's not found in Hadlokas Neiros isn't here, but it's not supposed to be here. Right? Because the goal of Megillas Tainus is not to tell us the rules of every yontif. I think we could realistically say that. However, what I would like to suggest is a little different. And the suggestion is effectively that the reason why Hadlokas Neiros is not mentioned as part of the takana of the Yontif of Chanukah is because at the original takana, when Chanukah was instituted, they didn't have a mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros. Hadlokas Neiros, that we light candles at home, we light candles, they probably don't let you light in the dorm. No, you probably have tables downstairs or something by the entrance of the dorm. In my first year in YU, they passed the rule that we weren't allowed to light in the dorms anymore. And it became a big issue. There were some guests who tried to light in the dorms, and the security guards came around that night. It wasn't so much fun. But you don't, right? There's a mitzvah to light candles. Mitzvah to light candles. That mitzvah to light candles may not have existed while the Beis HaMikdash is around, for the simple reason that why did I have to light a fake menorah, an imposter menorah, if I got the real thing? If the real menorah is in the Heichal, so why do we have to go and light a fake menorah? I could argue that Hadlokas HaMenorah is a later innovation. Now, when it came about, I'm not sure. I would say it's probably not the Chachamim Sheba Oso Hador. It was a little bit later. I don't really have evidence for it. But what I do have is a striking omission of Hadlokas Neiros from the Braisa here in Megillas Tainus. So that's the first point that we wanted to make. So far, so good? Now, we can do a little bit more. It happens in some of the earliest sources about Chanukah. In Josephus, there is a reference to Chag HaUrim, the Festival of Lights. And there's a little book called Emunas Itecha, written by Rabbi Tzal Na'or. It's probably like 25 pages, 30 pages, very, very little book. And he suggests this idea that maybe Hadlokas HaNeiros came after. But he says, obviously, it can't be true because Josephus calls Chanukah Chag HaUrim. Think in modern Hebrew today, it's very hard to say Happy Chanukah in Hebrew, no? Because it should be Lashon Nekevah, but you sound really silly if you say Chanukah Smecha, no? Right? No one speaks that way. So, right, in Hebrew, many people say Chag HaUrim Sameach, which is kind of like a weird play on Chag Purim. It becomes Chag HaUrim. But there is reference in Josephus to Chag Urim. Now, does Chag Urim mean that they lit candles at the first Chanukah? So Rav Na'ar thinks that this is a suggestion he makes, that maybe they did not. But he says the fact is that Josephus calls it Chag Urim, that indicates that this suggestion is wrong. The One could argue, however, that the term Chag HaUrim does not necessarily mean a festival when we light candles. Right? Everyone acknowledges that the nes of Chanukah is a nes because of the Pach Shemen, no? My Chanukah, the Gemara only speaks about the Pach Shemen. The Mochama is also conspicuously absent from this Gemara, but that's a different shear. Right? How come there's no reference to the war? But it could be that's called Chag HaUrim in the sense of Klal Yisrael is so happy that now they're able to light the menorah. They couldn't do it beforehand because of the Tumah, etc. And even though probably as a technical matter of Halacha, they would be allowed to light because Tumah Hutrevet Tzibor, nonetheless, they didn't want to light because they wanted to do mitzvahs in the optimal way. But be it as it may, I don't know if Chag HaUrim really proves that the Shtikl Torah is wrong. Good. Now, I think there are a couple of rayas that the mitzvah of Chanukah is a replacement of the Hadlakas HaMenorah in the Mikdash, and perhaps they did not light Neiros Chanukah at the time when the original Chanukah was instituted. I know you're not supposed to quote yourself, but if you're interested, I wrote some of this up in the YU To Go in 2013. So, I know you're not supposed to quote yourself, but we do this anyway. It's like when you say with all due respect, that means that you're not showing any respect. That just works out. Okay. There's a discussion about what bracha we make on Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. Now, there are many different shitos. You make the bracha l'hadlak ner Chanukah, l'hadlak ner shol Chanukah, l'hadlak ner shol Chanukah, one word or two words, no? That's one issue. But another issue that issue is discussed more in the Maharshal and in the Achronim, this is discussed more in the Rishonim, is the bracha l'hadlak or is the bracha al Hadlakas? The sugya at the beginning of Psachim discusses whether mitzvahs get a bracha with a lamed or with a al. And when all the smoke settles after that sugya, it's not clear exactly what the maskana is. And the Rambam tells me that a mitzvah that cannot be done with a shaliach, you make with a lamed. And a mitzvah that can be done with a shaliach, you do with al. That's the Rambam Shita, which is actually, like many Rambam positions, it's like the most elegant approach to the sugya. It's like very easy to remember. If I could do it through a shaliach, al. Without a shaliach, with a lamed. Great. Of course, this raises a question, because can you appoint a shaliach for Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah? Of course you can, no? That's one of the etzos for the person who's flying and doesn't want to light candles on the plane. So now, if you could do it with a shaliach, so it should be al. How come our bracha is lahadlik, not the al? So the Ravid, right? The Ravid, as in the Ravid Bal HaHasagos on the Rambam, here it's in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tesvav. The Ravid is bothered by this question. When do you say the al? When do you say the lamid? And he says, well, maybe by Mikra Megillah we say Al Mikra Megillah. Maybe that's because it's Derabbanan, and maybe by definition every Derabbanan you say Al. So then the Rabbi says, no. What about Ner Chanukah? How can we say that with a Lamed? So maybe it's because Ner Chanukah is Ein Lo Kitzba. The Rabbi suggests maybe, since it's Mahadrin, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, so therefore there's no fixed amount of Neros that you have to light on Chanukah. Inam Yizak the Rabbi, the part that I underlined, it's the bottom of the first side. This bracha was instituted on the Hadlakas Neiros in the Mikdash, which is the Da'iraisa. The Fikach Asa Uho Kishal Torah. Therefore, they make it like a Da'iraisa. In other words, what the Ravid is saying, if I understand it correctly, is up the Ravid, you know what? We recite the bracha lehadlik ner Chanukah or shel Chanukah. I happen to come from a Lubavitcher background, so I say ner Chanukah. What can you do? Most people say Shel Chanukah, but we say the Lamed, the Lihadlik, because of the Ravid, the bracha was really instituted for Neros Sheba Mikdash, and in the Mikdash there was no Shaliach that was done. Or, to say it more precisely, it was always done with a Shaliach, Dahainu the Kohen, no? So, it's not like I have more of a... Like, Shlichus means that I have an obligation, I delegate it to you. I'm supposed to do it, I say, do me a favor, do the mitzvah on my behalf. That's Shlichus. If I'm talking about Neiros Sheba Mikdash, so I can't really speak about Shlichus, and therefore, Zach the Ravid, we instituted the bracha Lihadlik to replace, repeat what they had in the Mikdash. And in the Mikdash, it couldn't be done with the Shaliach. Here also, it's not done with the Shaliach. Adkan Divrei HaRaivid. Now, I think if we get beneath the hood of the Svar of the Raivid, what the Raivid is getting at is this type of idea. Right? The Neros of Chanukah are replacing the Neros Sheba Mikdash. Right? One could understand that to mean that when there was a Mikdash, they didn't have Neros Chanukah. Right? You have one or the other, no? And therefore, right, like we said before, because I don't need Neiros Chanukah when you got the real McCoy. And therefore, right, we recite the bracha of Lihadlik, which would be a bracha that mimics what they said Bizman HaMikdash, because my Neiros Chanukah replaces what they did, and I want to do the same type of thing to make it feel real. There's a famous tshuva of the Avni Nezer. In YU Uptown, I should say. So, there's a sign up on the Hadlakas Neiros place that loose candles will not be allowed. No? Do you have the sign here?
No.
So, there's a sign, at least when I was a student, it goes back a while, there was a sign that said loose candles are not allowed. Now, when YU hung that sign, we always speak about YU like it's a single entity, no? Probably means like one guy who works for security who hung up a sign. When they hung up the sign, they probably meant, you know, we don't want fires, so therefore don't take a loose candle and just solder it onto the tinfoil, because that's a way of making fires, correct? So don't try this at home, by the way. But yes, it is a way of making fires. Now, the Avni Nezer, though, has a halachic argument as to why... as to why you can't just solder a candle on tinfoil. Zuk the Avni Nezer, since Hadlokas HaMenorah that we have is to re-establish or rekindle or replace the Hadlokas Neiros Sheba Mikdash, in the Mikdash Menorah, a keli is ma'akev. Right? In the Beis HaMikdash, you can't just, the Torah says you need a menorah. You can't just take candles and have like seven Kohanim stand there holding it, no? We kind of probably three Kohanim with like one guy. Right? But you can't do that because right, you need a keli. Zuk the Avni Nezer, because there's a requirement of a keli in the Mikdash, we have to have a keli today. It's a halachic argument, not just a safety argument. Part of that argument, again, you don't have to say this. Right? You don't have to say Arshtikul Torah within the Gemara and Rashi that there was no Hadlokas HaMenorah, the original Chanukah, in order to say the Avni Nezer. I could say the Avni Nezer even without saying this, but once I have the Arshtikul Torah within Rashi, I think the Avni Nezer becomes much more elegant. I need a menorah. Without a menorah, I can't have Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah, because it's supposed to replace, reconstruct what they did in the Mikdash. Some of the Rishonim comment, HaNeiros Halalu Kodesh Heim. Right? What does that mean? That means Dumya Dimenorah. Just like the Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash, I couldn't get Hanah from. It's not a special Takana, it's Dumya Dimenorah. Right? The Ran has that in Mesechah Shabbos. Some assume that the Gemara in Shabbos has a question, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, or Hanocha Osa Mitzvah. Some assume that, and Rashi comments like this, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Dumya Dimenorah. Right? That in the Mikdash, the mitzvah was lahadlik. If it happens not to burn, me'ez sibashahi, so that doesn't mean you don't get the mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. All of this is, I'm not going to say compelling, it's far from compelling, but it's smucha mutach. It's slight evidence to the idea that we are developing the hadlokas haminorah in the time of Chanukah is a later enactment. It was not done at the time of the original Chanukah. That's stage one of our conversation. Now, obviously, if you want to give a shiur, you need machlokas, no? Everyone who says that Jews don't like machlokas never was in the business of giving shiurim. Hey, this is what we live on. Hey, now, who disagrees with the Rambam? I just gave it away. Who disagrees? So the Rambam happens to... this is someone else's. I'm sorry. So the Rambam happens to have a different take on the situation than Rashi does. Although within the Rambam, I don't think it's completely evident. There are certain more obscure, I can't say Rishonim, but Gaonim, certainly, who though disagree. Just the She'otos. I don't have this on the source sheet, but the She'otos of Rabbi Choygon. She'otos comments that the She'otos has a slightly different text to the Gemara. We have the Gemara, Mai Chanukah. It sounds like Al Ezanes Huk Ba'uha, Rashi says. What's the miracle for which the Yontiv was established? The She'otos has a Girsa, Mai Ner Chanukah. My Ner Chanukah. That means that we're questioning what's the meaning or what's the purpose or what's the story that the candles of Chanukah are supposed to tell. And then the Gemara answers, right? It's the same Gemara basically. Again, obviously one or two words different, but if I just replace Chanukah with My Ner Chanukah, so the Gemara and the Gemara's answers, the Shana Acharis Kivam Basu Yom Toivim Bahal V'Hoda'ah, means they establish the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros for Halel and Hoda'ah. Hadlokas Neros, lighting the menorah, what we call the menorah, is to accomplish Halel v'Hoda'ah. Now that's very different than Rashi, in the sense of, for Rashi, Halel means you recite Halel, and Hoda'ah means you recite Al Hanisim. For Rashi, those are dinim in davening that are special for Chanukah. According to this version, the She'otos, Halel and Hoda'ah is a kiyum through Hadlokas Haner. Hadlokas Haner fulfills Halel. Now that's an amazing type of idea, but we do have echoes of this elsewhere in Halacha. But where else do you have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is there to serve as Halel? I'm not saying Halel. Usually Halel means Baruch Atah Hashem, you know, you say Halel, you sing, whatever you do, Halel. But there's another thing that I could think of. It's a different mitzvah, but it serves as Halel. Yeah. Yeah, you got it. That's what you were going to say also? We'll give you both credit. Okay, whatever it's worth. Brownie points. Right, now,
yeah.
Right, the Gemara says about Megillah that Kriyasa Zuhalela. Right? In other words, that there are ways of fulfilling Halel, I would say, not through reciting the Prakim of Tehillim, but by doing an action, doing a mitzvah that's an experience like Halel. I'm singing to the Rabbono Shalom by doing the mitzvah. And according to the She'otos, that's exactly what emerges here from my Ner Chanukah. The answer is Halel V'Hoida. Right? In other words, by lighting the candles, I'm fulfilling Halel, which I think is interesting. Now, Rabbi Tzal Zsolti was the Rav of Yerushalayim before Rav Kulitz, and then after Rav Kulitz was Nifter probably 15 years ago, Yerushalayim went without a Rav until last year, no? Last year, Yerushalayim appointed a rabbi, Rabbi Aryeh Stern, who is now the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He went for like 15 years without a chief rabbi in Yerushalayim. Right? I think probably the reason is because there's probably no city on the planet that has more rabbis than Yerushalayim. So, but it was still interesting. So Rav Bezal Zsolti was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Rav Ezra Neuberger, one of the Rashi Yeshiva near Yisrael, told me that when Rav Ruderman Zichron Levracha, when the Rosh Hashiva in Yisrael went to Yerushalayim, he went to visit, so he felt that he should visit all of the Rabbonim in town, because the minig is, it's quoted in Svarim, that when the Talmud Chacham visits a community, he should visit the Talmud Chacham in that community. So Rav Ritterman went to meet all of the Rabbonim in Yerushalayim, all of the official rabbis, and he was the most impressed, apparently, at that time, with Reb Bezalel Zsolti, which is extremely impressive, considering the fact that Chacham Ovadia was in Yerushalayim at that time. And I always found that story, like Reb Ezra Neuberger once told this to me, I always found that story fascinating, that Rav Ritterman was, like, really impressed with Reb Bezalel Zsolti. Reb Zsolti has wonderful sefarim. He really works very hard on the Rambam. He often says the same Shtiklach Torah that Rav Soloveitchik said, but unlike the Rav, who most of his Torah was oral, Rav Zsolti would write it down, and sometimes it's a little bit long-winded, but it's still nice, it's very nice. So it's Siman Ayin Gimel in his Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz. He develops these ideas. The Rambam presents Chanukah, and the Rambam tells me that we light, I have to find the where is that line? The Rambam Madlikin behen neiros haPesach habatim laharos legalos haneis. Oh, here. No, there it is. In Halacha Gimel. Right? The Rambam tells me that first the Rambam gives us the history of Chanukah. In Bayis Sheni, that's Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. In Bayis Sheni, when the kings of Yavon made gezeiros against Klal Yisrael, etc. So it was difficult for the Jews. And then Gavru b'nei Chashmonai Kohanim Gadolim v'Haragom v'Oshir Yisrael Miyadom, the Chashmonayim won, and they appointed a melech from the Kohanim. Rav Soloveitchik understood that, you see from this Rambam, that the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. Ramban al HaTorah assumes that having a king from the Chashmonayim was a very bad thing. The Ramban on the Pasuk by Yosef Shev Yehuda. The Rambam, in describing the Yontif of Chanukah, the Rambam just matter-of-factly writes, the Hamidu Melech Min HaKohanim, that they had a king from the Kohanim, and apparently that's a good thing for the Rambam. He doesn't give you any indication that's a bad thing. And they made a king, the Chazer Malchus Yisrael, for more than 200 years, Ad Chorban HaSheni. Then, Halacha Beis, the Halacha Aleph basically is the Neis HaMulchama. Halacha Beis is the Rambam's way of telling us the Neis Pach Shemen. No? The Rambam tells us that when Klal Yisrael won, it was on the 25th day of Kislev. We'll talk about this in a few moments. The Rambam is arguing on the Me'iri at the bottom of the page, no? The Me'iri understands that the war ended on the 24th day of Kislev, no? And Chanu Kafhei, they rested on the 25th. The Lashon HaRambam, and we might make a big deal of this later on if I'm in a good mood, the Lashon HaRambam is that the war ended on the 25th day of Kislev. No? The Minsk Gadon, the Ur Gadon Mishnayis, makes a big deal of this machlokes between the Rambam and the Me'iri. But the Rambam says that the war was won on the 25th. They go into the Heichal, they don't find any Shemen Tohar, they only find one jug, etc. And they light the Neres HaMa'aracha for 8 days. Let's just pause for a moment on that. The Rambam says that the Chachomim Shebedar instituted that the 8 days should be days of Simcha and Halel. What's missing from the Rambam?
Hoda'a.
The Rambam does not have Hoda'ah at all. The Rambam has Simcha. Now, I would argue, I have no proof to this, but I'd argue that the Rambam probably had a different girsa in the Gemara. He probably had Simcha rather than Hoda'ah. And I would argue as follows also. The Rambam talks about Hoda'ah elsewhere, in Hilchos Tefillah. And much of this is in Rav Zsolti. I'm just presenting it in my own way. But in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam talks about Hoda'ah. Zok the Rambam. In Perek Beis of Tefillah, the Rambam there is telling us on every yontiv we have to add parts to davening corresponding to that yontiv. No? You say Yalav Yavo. On Rosh Hashanah, you say Hamalach HaKadosh. No? That's Rosh Hashanah, you say Hamalach HaKadosh. Right? There are always additions or changes in davening based on the time of the year. And part of that in Hilchos Tefillah, Zok the Rambam, is that on Chanukah and Purim, Mosifin Behoda'a al Hanisim, etc. On Chanukah and Purim, you add al Hanisim into the Bruch of Hoda'a. In other words, Zok the Rambam, and this is a point actually that the Rav used to say, that Dr. Soloveitchik always quotes from his father. Dr. Soloveitchik taught in Revel. I think he still teaches like one or two students on the side. He's not like a full professor anymore. But he used to always quote from his father that the way to properly understand the Rambam is to focus on where does the Rambam quote it in. The Rambam does not put Hoda'ah in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam puts Hoda'ah in Hilchos Tefillah. What does that tell me? That tells me, right, no one is jumping, that for the Rambam, Hoda'ah is not something about Chanukah as Chanukah. It's not core to the Yontiv of Chanukah. Hoda'ah for the Rambam is simply Me'in HaMugura. Every yontiv, I have to add parts of davening to recognize that it's a special day. So I say hoda'ah, but it's not the ikker part of the yontiv of Chanukah in any way. Were it to be ikker to Chanukah, I would assume it should appear in Hilchos Chanukah. But the Rambam doesn't tell me hoda'ah in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam teaches me about hoda'ah in Hilchos Tefillah. It's the same as Yalav Yavo. No? Yalav Yavo is not going to be found in Hilchos Sukkah. Because Hilchos Sukkah is about how you build the Sukkah and how you shake a lulav, no? Yalav Yavo is Hilchos Tefillah. It happens that on Sukkis, I daven and I say Yalav Yavo. It happens that on Chanukah, I daven and I say Al Hanisim. But it's not part of the Takana. Like, building a Sukkah is the Takana of the Yontif of Sukkis. Again, it's not a Takana, it's a Dindirai. So you understand what I'm saying. Building a Sukkah is the Yontif of Sukkis. For the Rambam, Hoda'ah is not the Yontif of Chanukah. Right, the Rambam has a different gears in the Gemara, Simcha instead of Hoda'ah. And the Rambam puts Hoda'ah only in Hilchos Tefillah, it's not in Hilchos Chanukah. Halo Davaru. That is the next point. So what we're suggesting is as follows. For Rashi, Hoda'ah, in the sense of reciting Al Hanisim, is the core of Chanukah. One could argue that Hoda'ah for Rashi, that Al Hanisim for Rashi, that is the Yontiv, and Hadlakas Neiros maybe is later. That's what we were saying. For the Rambam, Hoda'ah is not the core of Chanukah. Hoda'ah for the Rambam is just a Din and Tefillah. The core of Chanukah for the Rambam is that they are days of Simcha v'Halo Madlikim Behen HaNeiros. Right? Now, that's what we're basically arguing is a Hadlakas HaNeiros for the Rambam is the Ikar part of Chanukah, and Hadlakas HaNeiros is a way of fulfilling Hallel and Simcha, perhaps. I'm not sure about this point, because I'll say it like this. I don't know how to read Halacha Gimel here in the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. I'm not sure how to read it. Rav Zsolti wants to read the Rambam in the following way. Rav Zsolti wants to say that the Chachamim instituted 8 days of Chanukah as days of Simcha and Halel, and the Hadlakas HaNeiros is a kiyum of Simcha and Halel. That's what he wants to say it. Now, Rav Zsolti then goes a step further. He says, obviously, Hoda'ah is part of the core of Chanukah, and therefore, he's mechadesh that by lighting the candles on Chanukah, I am thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yontif of Chanukah. And although ordinarily we assume that by mitzvahs d'rabbanan, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, that's how we paskin in Or Chaim Samin Samach, by mitzvahs d'rabbanan, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. But since this mitzvah, the entire mitzvah, is about Hoda'ah, so if I light the candles and I'm not thinking about Hoda'ah, so that's not a kiyum of Hadlakas Neiros. That's what Rav Zsolti argues. Now, it's a nice idea. It would, of course, mean that we all have to be like Hasidus or Rebbes, no? That, like, you're about to light the candles and you're getting really into it and, oh, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know. It's not the way it's not the way I light the menorah myself, I have to admit, but that's Rav Zsolti's take on the Rambam. I'm not crazy about it because his assumption is that Hanukkah Sanes is a kiyum of Hoda'ah for the Rambam, and the Rambam never mentions the word Hoda'ah. So for me, I don't like that mahalach. I might be willing to say that Hadlakas HaNeiros is a kiyum of Simcha and Hallel. I might be willing to say that. But I could also read the Rambam in a slightly more creative way. Right, let's read Gimel Gimel. Mipnei zeh hiskinu chachamim that the 8 days of Chanukah are days of Simcha v'Hallel. Kama, semicolon. Umadlika behen neiros b'chol layla v'layla laharos v'galas HaNeis. Is umadlikan behen neiros, is that part of the takana of the Chachamim Shebedar? Or maybe the Rambam is saying, matter of fact, this is what we do. We happen to light neiros, laharos v'galos haneis. Right? I'm not a grammarian. But it would seem to me that if it's referring to the Chachamim instituting that you should light neiros, so the Lashon HaRambam should be v'sheyadliku behem neiros, that they should light neiros. But the Rambam doesn't say that they should light neiros. The Rambam just says, umadlikin behen neiros, almost like matter of fact, that they happen to light candles. If that's the case, then maybe on this point, the Rambam is the same as Rashi. Maybe the Rambam is also saying that madlikin behen neiros is not at the core. It doesn't, the Rambam never says that the Chachamim institute that they should light candles. And maybe Hadlakas Neiros is not part of the original Takana of Chanukah. I'm not certain. I'm not certain about this. Now, what I am certain about within the Rambam, though, is that Hallel is the core of Chanukah. And I know this from the same diuk that we made in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. Where does the, if you would be the Rambam, where would you incorporate the halachos of Hallel? You have to write a book, Yada Chazaka, 14 volumes, that's going to contain all of Judaism. It's like the biggest book ever, and that's awesome. It's a really good sefer. So, where would you include Hallel if you'd be writing Yada Chazaka? What? In Hilchos Tefillah, right? Isn't that where it makes sense? It's part of davening, right? I have Al Nisim in Hilchos Tefillah, so I would assume that I should have the halachos of Hallel in Tefillah. Agreed? Yes? Oh, so what you're suggesting is that maybe Hallel is so core to the nature of every Yontiv, so that I should say in Hilchos Sukkah, I say Hallel, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, I say Hallel, right? I should have it in each Yontiv, perhaps, no? I could say it like that. It happens that the Rambam pulls the wool over our eyes. He cheats us. He tricks us. The Rambam includes all of the halachos of Hallel. Every single daily recite Hallel is found in the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Hallel Dover Hu. Why on earth would all of Hallel be in Chanukah? Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam first tells me the genome of Chanukah, then Paragim Alocha Hey, that each of the 8 days of Chanukah, you complete Hallel, and you make the Bracha, Bein B'yachad, Bein B'tzibor, even though Kriyas Hallel is a mitzvah midivrei Seifrim, you still make a Bracha, just like you make a Bracha, Megillah and Erev, etc. That's all in the Rambam. And then the Rambam writes, and not only is Chanukah midivrei Seifrim, But challah is always midivrei sofrim. Every day that we finish challah. And, Zog the Rabbim, you should know, Dafman Vissen, that there are 18 days a year when we finish challah. And these are the 18 days. In other words, the Rabbim in Hilchos Chanukah tells me about saying challah on the first day of Pesach and on Shavuos. And he tells me on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I don't say Hallel. That's all in Hilchos Chanukah. Why is Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah? I would argue, this, Rav Shulti does not say, this is me, that the Rambam puts Hilchos Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah because the only real fundamental mitzvah to Chanukah is Hallel. Even Hadlokas Haneros, or I'll say it like this. No, I should be more precise. There is Hallel, which is a mitzvah on every yontiv. But on Chanukah, the Hallel is the only mitzvah. On other Yomim Toivim, I have other mitzvahs. Now, of course, I'm supposed to light the menorah on Chanukah. But that lighting of the menorah, perhaps like we suggested a few minutes ago, is like a later addition. Again, I'm not, don't chas v'shalom quote me and say that I'm saying that you should not light the menorah. I'm not saying that at all. Right? I'm just trying to learn the Rambam and the Rashi. I would argue that Hallel, and by the way, I could also argue, this might take a little more time, that the way I'm mekayim Simcha, what's Simcha? Right? So on Yontif, there's a fulfillment of Simcha in the sense of many meat and women, you're supposed to have nice clothing for Yontif, right? The Gemara Pesachim says that's a mitzvah of Simcha, right? Yayin, right? Even Bizman Hazeh is a kim of Simcha. That's Simchas Yontif. But the Ramban has a Chiddush, and perhaps the Rambam is getting at that also, that the recitation of Hallel is a kiyum of Simcha. You may Simcha and Hallel are intertwined. The way I show my joy is through Hallel. And the only fundamental mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't even have Haida'a as a fundamental mitzvah of Chanukah. The fundamental mitzvah of Chanukah, the original mitzvah of Chanukah, is Hallel for the Rambam. Now, I'm not sure if I'm right. I don't know. But effectively what we're trying to get at is that for the Rambam, Chuda'ah is just something that is a chilek of tefillah. It's a din of me'in ha-mu'ura. For Rashi, Chuda'ah is reciting Al Hanisim, which is the core of the Yontif of Chanukah. For the Rambam, the only thing that I can say is the really core of the mitzvah of Chanukah with certainty. The only thing I can say with certainty is the Hallel. That is the point I want to get to. Now, this idea can be taken just a little further. One could argue, and Rav Soloveitchik has this, there's a sefer that came out with a few years ago called the Igros HaGrid, that the Rav wrote letters to different Gedolei Yisrael, and they wrote back to him, and they have that sefer. I'm sure you have it somewhere here in the Space Medrash. The Igros HaGrid. Not the Chaim Soloveitchik, actually. The Rav's son put it out. So in the Igros HaGrid, the Rav has the Shtickel Torah. Many people know this Shtickel Torah because Rav Mirsky has it in Hegyonei Halacha. He used to be a popular Shtickel. The Shtickel Torah is also found, if you're interested, I think the first Rosh Hashiva NYU was Rav Aronovich. And Yeshiva, when they had their 100th anniversary in 1986, and the 100th anniversary, so they put out a book called Yevoch HaYovlos, which is had a Shtickel Torah from each of the Rosh Hashiva, the history of NYU. So Rav Aronovich's first Shtickel Torah, the only Shtickel Torah from Rav Aronovich that's in that book, is which is the question that everyone asks, how come there's no reference to Chanukah in Al HaMechia? In the Bracha Me'in Shalosh, no? How come there's no reference of Chanukah? And it's really a strong question. Because Lamaisa, right? On when I say Al HaMechia, I add in a section for Shabbos and for Yontif, no? So how come Chanukah doesn't get an addition? So the answer that the Rav gave, Rav Aronovich gave, Rabbi Mirsky gave, everyone gives the same answer, is that the yesod of Chanukah is Hoda'a Arichta. You're supposed to have a longer Hoda'a. And by definition, the bracha of Al HaMichya is a bracha Me'ein Shalosh. It's a condensed version of Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, we can't elongate anything, no? So I can't have the Hoda Arichta, I can't have a longer Hoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chanukah, because it's Al HaMichya now, and it's supposed to be shorter. This Mahalach to assume that Hoda on Chanukah is a Hoda Arichta, it's a longer version of saying Hoda, I think this emerges more from the Rambam than it does from Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, the core of the Yontif of Chanukah is Hoda'ah. So I'd assume some that's so essential to what the Yontif is should be mentioned in Al HaMichya. But for the Rambam, that Hoda'ah is just part of Tefillah, so then we could say the Shtekel Torah that maybe the idea of Hoda'ah on Chanukah is that we want to say a longer version of Hoda'ah rather than a shorter version. And maybe that's why, for the Rambam at least, it's not included in Al HaMichya. This idea has many applications lahalacha. Some of the poskim assume that whenever you say Al HaNisim, you should say Ve'al HaNisim with a Vav, not just Al HaNisim, because it's a continuation of what you said before. I think I have 7 different nafkaminas of this, but time is late, so we won't go into all of it. But at the same time, the basic point that I want to get at, I think, is that the mitzvah of Chanukah originally may have been a mitzvah of Hallel, for sure. Rashi would say Hallel and Hoda'ah. The Rambam has Hallel and Simcha, which may be one and the same. That's the fundamental point. Why this is true? Why Hadlokas HaNeros is not part of the original Chanukah? So I'd like to go back to that point that we noted earlier, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Meiri as to when they won the war. Remember, the Rambam says that they won on the 25th of Kislev. No, that's Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. The Meiri says, I underlined it on the second side of the sheet, the Meiri says they won the war on the 24th day of Kislev. That's a machlokes, they won the 24th or 25th. The issue within the Rambam might be as follows. Every keli needed something called chinuch. Before you start using a keli in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to appropriately dedicate it. The Rambam tells me in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, the bottom source, that ein mechanchen es hamenorah ela b'hadlokas shivas neiroseha bein ha'arbayim. In other words, according to the Rambam, the chiddush is that they would light the menorah both during the day and at night. In many shuls, they light the menorah in the morning at shacharis, and they also light the menorah between mincha and ma'ariv. No, and that's to represent the Rambam shita that hadlokas hamenorah was done both during the day and at night. But the only time of chinuch, the only way you could do chinuch hamenorah, is the hadlok of Bein Harbayim, the hadlok at night. Now, what would emerge is as follows. If I'm the Me'iri, and the war ended on the 24th, so technically they could have done Chinuch HaMenorah the night of the 25th, no? But if I'm the Rambam, and the war ended on the 25th, so they can't do Chinuch HaMenorah on the 25th anymore. You can't have a menorah. You can't really light yet, then. Because Chinuch can only be done that night. So the first night that they possibly could have the menorah would be the 26th. One could argue that the reason why, again, this is certainly conjecture, but the reason why the Rambam holds that Hadlokas HaNeros is not part of the original Chanukah is maybe that first year, the first Chanukah, fascinatingly, they didn't light the menorah at all on the 25th day of Kislev. Right, what would emerge according to this analysis is that they lit the menorah on the 26th day of Kislev, not the 25th. What to do with this, I don't know, but this has been bothering me for a while. Okay, that's basically all I have to say. If anyone has any questions, comments, or jokes, or observations, or anything, I'm here. Go ahead, thank you. Mm-hmm.